Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
This is so weird.
This is one of the weirdest things Taryn and I have ever done in our lives. This is, first of all, just hello, how you doing? This is our very first time ever recording from home. Not only from home, though, from a closet.
We are like in a closet. It's crazy.
We are trying our best to get this to be as completely sound.
Proof?
Not soundproof, but just like we really took our time. Like we put blankets up. We're sitting here on the floor of my sister's closet. There's blankets up. There's blankets on the floor. We're trying to really get this to feel similar to how it normally does. We are going to go ahead. I'm just going to throw it out there. It's not going to sound the same.
No.
So we do apologize for that. But you know, guys, crazy times.
Call for crazy.
Crazy times.
No, this is so cool. Like, I don't know. I think, you know, when the freaking world shut down a couple of days ago.
Oh, well, that thing.
You know, the apocalypse.
Right.
All of us were kind of like, well, what's going to happen? Like, yeah. How do we continue with like normal life?
I was like, shoot, the podcast is over.
We thought, and it's so weird how crazy, like it came in steps. I'll get kind of into, I'm like so loud. Are you loud in yours? Oh, I turned me up instead
of
down.
Too.
Is that mine?
Yeah.
We're having technical issues.
Big shout out to our, studio for getting us some equipment to record from home. We literally were like, oh shoot, I guess the podcast is over for a bit, or like we would have to like make up our own situation at home, which we could have done, but it would have been so bad.
Like, I mean, honestly, what we probably would have just like recorded ourselves on a phone.
I know it would have been really bad. So they reached out and they were like, absolutely not. Like, here's some stuff. We'll have it dropped off. So big thank you to you guys for getting this to us. We're pumped. Me and Taryn, it's officially been a week of us being quarantined. Yeah. We self-quarantined, I think, a little bit before a lot of people realized.
Yeah.
Just because Taryn and I, you already know, we're a little more on the paranoid side. So we were like, I'm sorry, a virus, an international virus, done. Like, I was like, we're fine. I'm closing the doors. Like, no one's allowed in. So we jumped on it a little soon.
Yeah.
So it's been a week now.
Yeah. I'm not like as scared though.
Me neither. I'm not freaked out. It was mostly just people.
I never was like scared. I just think like the whole thing for me is like I already know you're going to be like, that's such a two thing. But my biggest fear is that I'm going to give it to someone who it's going to like be detrimental to.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not as much. Because from what I've read, like, I am younger. I'm pretty healthy for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know, first signs of it, I would, like, go in to get help. But, like, for me, I'm like, if I had it unknowingly and then I went to the grocery store and, like, gave it to a cute little old lady or, like, somehow it got back to, like, my grandma or something, then that's what I would just, like, have such a hard time with.
Yeah, that would freak. I think what's different is, like, me and Taryn, as well as a lot of you guys, we are younger and we aren't as vulnerable as some of the population. So that kind of frees us up to feel a little safer. However, like, that's a huge responsibility to be like, oh, I probably shouldn't go see my parents. You know, they're in their 60s. And I, even though, like, I think they're very healthy and they are taking precautions to make sure that they're, you know, in a safe environment. I couldn't bear with myself if I was the one who got them sick, you know?
No, and all these idiots out there that are like, oh, we're going to party anyways.
All, like, the spring breakers, like, get out of here.
Bro, first of all, you still might get it and you're still going to feel like crap. Like, what was the, who just came out saying they had it? From Bachelor? Colton.
Yeah.
Who, hubba. But, like, he said he had it, and he even said, like, I feel like crap. So it's like, you still would get it and feel crappy.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. The point is you could be a carrier for someone else who, like, had an existing medical condition or is elderly, and it's not going to be easy for them to just bounce back.
No, I was talking, it's funny because if we're going to have a little, like, positive note about all of this, I have connected with so many friends and family members that I haven't talked to in a really long time. Not that, you know, I don't love them or anything, but sometimes, you know, we get quote unquote busy with life and we don't talk as much. So I feel like I've been talking to a lot of people, and my cousin said he's been, you know, a little more on the paranoid side because he has asthma.
Yeah.
And, like, that puts him in, like, a weaker, that puts him in a weaker place. And I didn't even think about that because he's very fit. He's very active. He runs all the time, but, like, he has a bit of a weaker immune system.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, he's been indoors, and you wouldn't think of him as, oh, I should be careful around him because he's, like, in his 30s and freaking fit. So there's people around you that you need to be careful of.
And then on top of it, like, autoimmune, like, I have a friend who's been struggling for years, like, trying to figure out what's going on, and the doctors think it's, like, some type of autoimmune thing, and she's, like, this gorgeous, like, fit young girl.
Yeah.
So it's like people are just, like, dumb. Like, you don't know what someone else's situation, like, you just have to be careful.
Yeah.
Freaka's just going on this, like, rant at the beginning.
I'm sorry, we did not mean to come at anyone. We're processing this along with everyone else.
Seriously, it's funny because, like, we were talking about, you know, okay, so first we decide we're going to freaking strive on. We're going to continue. We have the means to do it now. And then we were like, okay, well, what should we prepare for? And in fact, this morning, like, we literally came downstairs and Ash was like, honestly, like, I just want to, like, reach out to people and see, like, let's just process it together. And that's what I love. I mean, we do some preparation for our episodes. Like, well, you know, if I'm coming with a story, sometimes I'll research, like, what I can give advice about that specific topic. But most of our podcast is very just raw. It's just us literally just talking from our heart, which is why I think so many of you feel connected with us or feel like we're just having a conversation. Cause, like, legit we are. Like,
yeah.
We're just having a conversation. But I think during this time, this, like, just people talking and processing and being raw and vulnerable is what's going to, like, get us through it.
Yeah.
Not people putting out there, this is my, like, oh, I just worked out. Look at my beautiful, like, this and this. Like, because that's just, people are going to get frustrated and depressed and be like, well, I can't do that.
Yeah.
What's going to get people through is, like, us being like, no, this is freaking hard. Mm-hmm. And I've been affected these ways. And here's something that's helped me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, definitely.
Did
so
I changed. Did you push a button?
I fixed a couple things, I think.
Oh, cool. Mark's going to, like, listen back. And we're like, yeah, we fixed our levels. He's going to be like, no, you messed it all up.
Yeah, probably. Cool.
Well, first, you want to kind of share, I feel like we're asking all these people to share what they're going through, how they've been affected. Do you want to just kind of, like, maybe share, like, how you've been personally affected?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I foresaw this coming because at least the people that are closest with me in my life, we were all just like, ooh, we think this is going to get worse before it's going to get better. And the more I read about it, I was like, ugh, we're probably going to go through a couple weeks of, like, this is going to be intense before it starts, like, clearing up again. So I think mentally I was kind of in an okay state. And then on a very real note, your girl definitely has some introvert inside of her.
Yes.
So when I found out that I couldn't leave the house and I couldn't go do my meetings and I couldn't do our photo shoot and I couldn't do, like, all these things that was on the calendar, I was like, I have to stay home. that's cake. Like, that's yeah. not a problem. Like, I'm such a homebody sometimes, and I love my routine. And I happen to just be really lucky where, like, I even have a treadmill here. So I can still do all the things I normally do daily. I already work from home.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be very honest. It was kind of a breeze for me in the very beginning because I was like, really nothing much has changed. I can't go see friends and I can't go
yeah.
to like my gym or my workout classes or go run errands and stuff, which is hard. But at the beginning I was like, this isn't that bad. I'll be okay.
Yeah.
But I did have like my first, and I'm not going to lie. I do have a bit of a like achiever in me. That's the three side of my Enneagram. So I did get a lot of work done this week and I'm really proud of myself because I got it done and I did it very well. But I had a moment yesterday where I was like, wow, I have two videos filmed already. I filmed a vlog already. My vlog went up today. My video went up yesterday. I have no editing to do right now.
Like, what now do what?
I already worked out. I already did all these things. I even cleaned and I started laundry. I was like, wow, I have nothing to do.
Yeah.
And then I panicked because I was like,
I'm the first
this
week.
It's not even, we have a whole month to go.
Yeah.
So like this is, I think, you know, I might have a couple moments coming up this next week where I realize that like, this isn't just a fun sleepover because yeah. I have my best friend here. I live with my sister. And then, she's basically like our third sister. Her name's TK. She's my sister's best friend. She, is basically living here throughout the whole thing. So it does feel a bit like a girl sleepover fun party.
Yeah, I agree.
At least in the beginning. And now it's starting to feel more like, oh,
yeah,
this is life and that's okay. You yeah. know, but it's going to be a transition. That's for sure.
Totally. If I start like wiggling a lot, making noise, I'm so sorry. I'm getting like slightly
She's
claustrophobic.
A little claustrophobic. Yeah, it is a
good.
Small closet.
We're good. We're solid. I'm itchy. Okay. Well, my story is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where to start. Okay. So I work, my like day job mm-hmm. is, I work for a private school, which like you guys know about. So I knew like we were going to get impacted because, you know, like we don't have state funds and stuff like that. So I figured it was going to be like different. And so like we were just kind of playing by ear. They were very much like, no, we're staying open. Like we're pushing through all this kind of stuff. And then Tuesday I got called in and they were like, hey, you know, like we're going to have to cut your hours. And I was like, okay, but like, just like thankful I still had a job and like, just kind of like processing right. through. So like I went to half. Yeah. So I was like, okay, like,
which we kind of saw that coming.
Yeah. 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 And honestly, like a lot of kids weren't coming. A lot of what I do, like I run a program and if kids aren't at the school, like, or parents aren't coming for meetings or, you know, IEPs aren't happening, then like a lot of my job, it's like, oh, well, I can't do my job anyways.
Right.
So when it went down to half, I was like, okay, like I got, like that makes sense. And then, Thursday I got a call, and I got laid off. So, and like, honestly, it's been such a weird process. Like I'm going to start my period. And on top of that, like, I just am super, like I soak up everyone's emotions. So I've been extra, like me and Ash talked about it. Like I cry at like the drop of a pin or whatever that yeah. saying is. So I'm so sorry. But it was weird because it was more of like I never in my life would ever think like I got laid off. And I know like this is totally different circumstances. Like I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't get fired. Like
right.
it just is like literally our school is not able to, they're not getting any tuition in, so they can't pay the people that work for them. And that's yeah. part of working for a private school.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just weird, like, to hear, like, you know, okay, please come in tomorrow, bring your work computer to turn in, like, bring your keys to turn in, pick up your last check. Like, I had to, like, bring a bag to clear my desk. And I felt yeah. like, you know, in the movies, you see them, like, walking out with their box, like, just walking to my cart was just so, like, surreal. And, like,
yeah. And me and Taryn had to talk about this. Like, it doesn't matter even if it had nothing to do with you, just the word. Just the word
yeah.
of being like let go yeah. or fired, or there's so much that we as a society have like put onto that word. There's a yeah. lot of weight that comes with that word.
Yeah.
So even if you did nothing wrong or a freaking pandemic breaks out yeah. and you lose your job, yeah. there's feelings that come with it because of how we've trained ourselves to read that word.
No, it literally is insane. And like, you know, I'm like in my 30s, like been doing the same job, working for the same company forever.
And are so talented at it.
Thanks, boo. But like now, like I have to like freaking figure out, like, I don't have insurance. Like, yeah. I don't know, like, you know, and I am so thankful because I have other things that like I can kind of lean on and like, and kind of like just support me through this time while I like figure it out. But, you know, just like, and then like applying for unemployment, like the site is crashing like constantly because so many people have lost their jobs and like, it's just insane. And I think we need to like talk about it because it's like, I was telling Ash, like, I know I have no reason to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
But like, it's just what is associated with that term.
That's what
like,
I mean. It's a negative connotation.
I got laid off like that for me. Like when I say it, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I think like we talk about this constantly on UA of like, you gotta like speak things out mm-hmm. to like take away the power because mm-hmm. it's not scary. And I think a lot of you probably are listening and are like, girl, same. Like I did yeah. too, but like we don't want to talk about it or, you know, the only people that do talk about it are the ones that are like pissed and are like, my effing job, they did this. Like, I hate them. Screw them.
Yeah.
You know, like we only hear people rant mm-hmm. when they're pissed. So it's like, no, like I can be like, I love the company I worked for and like, I fully support them. And there is a great chance that like, when all of this calms down, like I will continue there. And I feel positive. Like, I know it's okay. Like I have faith that like God is in control, but at the same time, like it's weird and yeah. it sucks and it's emotional.
It's unnerving.
Yeah.
It's especially like just in your 30s when you feel like you don't have to think about
yeah.
you know, healthcare anymore. Like you figured that out. You figured that out a while ago. Yeah. You're solid. And then all of a sudden it's a problem again, yeah. you know, or,
No dude, in the shower, I have like this shoulder issue where like sometimes when I raise my arm, it'll get stuck. And then I literally have to like pop it. So it'll go back. So I was washing my hair and it locked in a way it's never done before. And instantly I was like, I don't have insurance. You're I can't have a surgery right now. Like, yeah. you need to get it together. But, you know, anyways, it's just a weird time and we're all going through it. We're all trying to figure this out. So that's kind of the point of this episode. And it is super raw. It's going to feel super raw. Yeah. We screenshotted a ton of stuff. We're going to just read it for the first time with you guys here and yeah. kind of go through and just talk about a couple different questions.
Yeah.
And go from there. But I did good. I didn't cry that much this
yeah,
time.
I'm really yeah. proud of you.
Thank you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
If you guys don't follow us on our socials, then you definitely should. We are going to be, I mean, there's literally nothing else to do. So we are really just going to go ham on all of the socials. Follow us on our Instagram. This morning we posted some stories asking you guys, how you're doing, like what you're doing to get through this, how this has affected you personally. Like what do you do to deal with some of these emotions that are coming with like everything that has come out this last week and a half. And I know some of you are single and just kind of focusing on yourself and getting through this. Some of you have families and you're trying to figure out exactly how to provide for them and keep everyone like safe and healthy and sane. Like there's a lot going on. And Taryn and I honestly had to take a moment because we were so blown away by how many of you guys responded and very vulnerably and very open and honestly too, which we very much appreciate. So if you don't follow us on our socials, please do, because we're not done talking with you guys on there. There's literally, what the hell else are we going to do except for talk with each other?
I know. I keep telling Ash, like, I just got a TikTok. @ Taryn _Renee. No, but like, because, you know, we're old. Mm-hmm. Her-ish. And so, you know, TK lives with us now. Alicia's super into it. And so they're like always into TikTok. Well, I love dancing and making stupid videos. Like when Vine was here, I was obsessed.
She was.
So I finally got one and I'm trying to get Ash to do one. But I was saying like even we should do a UA one where it's just the two of us like being stupid.
Yeah. We basically like decided that we're all just going to like try things we haven't done before. Yes. Like a TikTok and like, you know, just honestly watching a show that we've never seen and maybe didn't really like think to watch. Like I might start Bachelor. I don't know. Like it's like, I got time, you know, I've got time. Yeah. So I think this is a kind of an exciting time for that.
Also, I want to say something that's going to sound like a shameless plug. And like, I guess it kind of is, but not really, but make sure you share us with like other people because like everybody's bored right now. And this is a time to like binge podcasts, binge episodes, whatever. So if you have people that you're like, hey, you would like this podcast, like send it on out. Also, not even like selfishly, this episode specifically, I would definitely like recommend sharing with people. Not because we're amazing, but like we are. But like,
I mean, we are.
But also just because we're really going to talk about this whole thing and processing and ideas of what you can do. So if you have people who are struggling, even if they don't listen to any other episode, like this will be a good episode. Because again, we just got to like talk about it. Yeah. We're all going through it. So we reached out and asked you guys a bunch of stuff. And before we get into advice, we just wanted to have like a real talk. Like, let's just address like how everyone's being affected during this time. So we're just going to read off a couple. Again, we'll keep them anonymous because we want to protect you all. And we forgot to ask. So. One thing I saw was trying to find a norm without being in school. I mean, there's so many people right now that have been in school every day of their lives, you know, from growing up. So a lot of kids are like, okay, well, I don't go to school. Like, what do I do with my life?
Yeah. Someone put having to cancel my wedding and losing the best date we could find, which is so heartbreaking.
That's so sad. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
And that's one of those, like you plan for that for so long. That's so sad.
Not knowing how to help others. I think that's, we're all kind of like watching people go through stuff. Honestly, I think the best thing you can do is just reach out, like just be contact for someone and just like send them funny things, talk to them, ask them how they're doing, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Having so much work to be doing right now while I see all my friends doing nothing, which.
Oh, that's hard.
Is a real thing.
But also you have to know that they're not going to post them doing nothing. They're going to post those moments in the day where they're like, oh, this is so fun, you know, but there's a lot that you don't see.
Yeah. I think it's definitely good to keep that in mind, but that can be really hard when people are literally just like Netflix and chilling for their 9 to 5 and you're over here like, I got work to do. That's tough.
Yeah. Someone said, I start online classes and I'm worried about focusing with my fam home 24/7. I know I've been seeing so much stuff of like people who are like trying to do conference calls and their kids are in the background, like,
or their dogs.
Dogs. Like, yeah, everyone's trying to find like a new norm right now.
Yeah. The next one, staying hopeful that I will return to school to finish my senior year, which is so sad. So many proms, so many graduations, so many trips for students got canceled. Like absolutely everything got shut down. So they didn't actually get to finish, which means a lot of them are finishing online finish in the fall, which throws everything
off.
Dude,
you guys should like figure out how to have like a virtual prom. Epic.
Yeah, like a dance party but all through the screen. That'd be hilarious. Actually,
maybe everybody send in a video of you dancing in like a fancy dress and then have someone like edit it
to the same song. I love that.
No one is hiring, so I don't have a job, and my boyfriend is a tradie, so he is likely to lose his too. So hard.
Fitness. I don't have motivation to do at-home workouts and keep eating junk food 24/7, which
I know that's hard.
I've been wanting to bake cookies since like the beginning of this whole thing, and all I wanted to do was like dive into like a bag of chips. It's really tough right now. So I think the best thing with that right now is to just be like a little lenient on yourself, because this isn't normal. Like this isn't something where you can just like, you can just be like, Ashley, like snap out of it, like get back into it. It's like, no, this is going to be a little tougher. So maybe start slow. And again, I'm a big YouTube fan. Like find people that that can motivate you online.
And that's so, like, that's such a real one. Cause it's like, I don't even know. Do we say what this question was? We asked, what are you struggling with?
Yeah.
But like, I think, you know, we see so many people or there's so many big things going on. And so we feel dumb for being like, oh, I can't eat healthy. But like, that is a struggle.
It is
like,
hard.
It's real. So yeah, no, it's good. I just found out I'm pregnant and I'm praying that me and the baby are okay. Oh, so much stress.
Being motivated to do my schoolwork. I had a hard time being motivated to do schoolwork, period, let alone from home.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, I can't even imagine. I am really struggling with body positivity. Like we just hit on that. I think a lot of us are going to get a little extra squish during this time.
We're all going to get a little softer.
Yeah. And you know what? Then you know what you do with your quarantine? You use it to like change that mentality, girl. Like put on a cute outfit, dance for yourself in front of your own mirror.
Like, also like maybe splurge on yourself. Like I know I'm going to be in a weird place too, like with my own body. And I freaking just bought like a gradual tanning lotion because I feel sexier when I'm tan. I'm going to just say it. And I'm like, well, if it's going to be raining out here, like I can't get tan. And I can't wait to see myself tanner.
Yeah.
So if that's, you know, do something for yourself that makes you feel a little bit better about yourself, or maybe like give yourself a little facial.
No, I love that.
You know, don't be too hard. And at least if we're going to find a positive, we're all going to get softer together.
Yeah. No, it's so true. I can't go see my friend who just had surgery on Tuesday. Ugh, that's hard. But you just got to think about it. Like, it's the best thing for your friend, like, to just protect them from germs. And hopefully you can, like, FaceTime and see them for sure.
Yeah. Not knowing what lies ahead. There are no plans to make or things to look forward to right now, which I couldn't agree with more. It's kind of
scary. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people tend to live their lives based on like looking forward to like a specific date or a goal or something that they're wanting to do. And we can't do that right now.
No, it's so true. Toxic parents. That is tough. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Like a lot of people who probably like school or work was their escape from like unhealthy home situations. And now they're stuck at home. Definitely create your distance still within the house. You know, me and Ash, like, I go in and I shut myself in my room a lot. And honestly, probably more lately than I have, because I know myself and I know I need to recharge. So just be aware of those times you need to like go really quick in the backyard or, you know, like whatever you have to do.
Yeah. The fact that I got laid off due to the COVID-19. I'm a bartender.
Ugh, I feel you.
I know this doesn't make it any better, but at least you're not alone. So many people just got laid off. So hopefully you can find someone who understands what you're going through right now.
Yeah. The fear that I might get it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all there. Mm. Ugh, we're all there.
Not seeing the love of my life, being quarantined in different places.
That's so sad. At least we have each other, Ash.
I honestly could not be happier. I was like, I'm quarantined with my sister and two of my best friends. Like, yeah, I'm good. I'm fine.
So many people said depression, anxiety, things like that. Guys,
I miss my family.
Guys, check in with yourselves. Like, this is a time where you got to pay attention to that. Yeah. And reach out to people through text, through calls.
Yeah. Especially because no one's there necessarily to check in and notice if you're acting weird.
No, it's so true.
And you might not be good at knowing when you're in it.
There's so many, like, I'm sure, like, so many psychologists and counselors are doing, like, Skype sessions and whatever. So just make sure you find things if you need it.
We can really quickly maybe go through a few more.
Yeah.
Just, I miss my family.
Having a routine, getting dressed.
Fear and loneliness, anxiety, and a bit of apathy.
Staying motivated, losing hope. Oh, we're all going through it, man. Procrastination, all this stuff. I just love, you know what? Like, to me, this makes me feel like I'm like not alone in this. And I think like that's what's crazy is like it's not just us, like the whole freaking world is going through this. So you know what? I think we continue talking about it. We continue sharing. And right now we're actually going to get into just some like tips and things that you can do and things that people are doing to stay motivated and stuff like that. Because we all can like lean on each other for help during this time for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so let's go ahead and get on into it with the very first question, which is, what are some ways that you cope with fear and anxiety? And I absolutely loved some of your guys' responses. Some of them were really quick and to the point, and some of them were a little more thought out. But one of my favorite ones was, I take showers, which literally, it sounds like something like so simple and not even like it would help in any way, but there's something so metaphorical about like washing yourself.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I feel like your fear is metaphorically like being washed away. Like any dirt that you've, or burdens that you've been carrying, it kind of is like a fresh start. Like when you walk out of the shower. Yeah. I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but no, I actually was like, yeah, I remember like feeling stressed and all I wanted to do was like take a shower and go to bed. And like, there's something very like therapeutic for that. So I wouldn't dismiss that in any way. And then,
well, also like last week, when you have like a normal routine, like I feel like you don't even realize how much you tie showers into that.
Yeah.
So like for me, I would always like, we'll go to Soul Cycle at night and then I would take a shower after.
Yeah.
And then that would be whatever. The next day, then I'd get up, do my day, whatever, probably work out at night, take a shower. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so for me, like I didn't work out or do anything yesterday. So it was like day four and my hair was like literally standing up on its own.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like I haven't been taking showers. I
mean, yeah. And it's not an uncommon thing. If you're home and you're not doing anything, it's like, well, why waste the water? Why waste the money? Oh my God, I don't need to take a shower. Agree. But there is something, I'm not saying take a shower every morning and night, but I'm just saying maybe take a more intentional shower.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. FaceTiming friends and family. Honestly, can we just talk about, bless the Lord for like
FaceTime,
freaking just, what's it called? Technology
today.
It's insane.
Freaking social media, Wi-Fi, all this stuff like this. Imagine going through this like years ago.
Oh no.
Being quarantined years ago.
But how would I learn?
Yeah.
You can't watch a YouTube video.
Yeah. So I feel like we're very lucky. And that's one of those things is like, this is hard right now, but also like count your blessings. We're really lucky that we can still communicate.
It's so true.
I can't see my parents, but I can talk to them.
Yeah, it's so true.
And I can see them on my phone every single night when we FaceTime.
Yeah.
So yeah. And we also kind of like as a family agreed that we're going to FaceTime every day. So
I love that.
I think that's really cool too.
I love that.
Someone else said tea and TikTok.
What?
Tea and TikTok.
Tea.
Like a cup of tea and TikTok.
Interesting. I wouldn't pair those two together.
I wouldn't pair them together either.
I'd think more like Red Bull and TikTok. Yeah,
something like that. But she put tea and TikTok and I'm like, well, TikTok is one of those like mindless, like let me just have fun and be entertained. And maybe it doesn't necessarily mean you creating a TikTok, but just watching a bunch of TikToks.
Yep. Yep.
Go for it.
Do it, girl. Someone was like, yoga, any form of exercise. But I also downloaded some of those coloring apps too. Guys,
Taryn's obsessed.
Guys, you know what's funny is my mom actually was watching me do it the other day and downloaded it. And she was like, I get it. And I was like, yeah, it's literally, it's a mindless thing that you can just like focus on for, no, not even focus, literally just do. And it's like you create this beautiful picture and you feel like you're being artistic, but you don't really need any artistic abilities, whatever. My personal one I use is called Happy Color. So guys, get it. Do some works of art and tag me in it because it's a thing.
Because why not? The next one is she put running, going to church, listening to worship music, reading, and going on walks. And
there's so many good ones.
I know. I literally was like, dang, check, 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 check. Obviously, we can't go to church right now. Can't go out too much. But the other day, I wasn't even, I told you guys my whole story of how I'm dealing with this and what's going on. I didn't even think I was feeling that anxious. And I went for a run. And was like just doing my thing. And then I listened to a worship song. It's so good. It's, it literally just like made me sob. And I realized, oh, I think I was stressed.
Holding on to stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I don't think I'm very in tune with that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm good. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like I'm not stressed. Other people are more stressed than me. So I wouldn't compare our stresses. I wouldn't say, I don't need anything. I went for a run and there's something that happens when you are out doing, when you're doing something physical and your mind is like free to kind of like roam. I listened to a worship song and it's by Carrie Jobe and Elevation. It's their brand new song. If you haven't
listened to it this morning, you sent it to me. It's so good.
It's so powerful. And it's also just like, if you're feeling anxious or scared in any way right now, it's literally made for you. It's called The Blessing. If you haven't listened to it or you want to listen to it, you should totally do it. Anyways. I sobbed on the treadmill and had a really cool moment. So
yeah,
if you want to give it a listen, because music is powerful, guys.
Yeah. Can you move your laptop so I can put my foot there? Flexibility.
Guys, I cannot wait to show you guys a picture I'm about to take right now of Taryn.
I'm straddling the
mood. This whole recording in the closet thing's weird. Okay.
It's great. We might never go to the studio again.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Sorry, Mark. Okay. Dude, worship music is like my jam. There's a few songs that are my like go-tos. One of them is Trust by Hillsong Young and Free. Especially right now, if you're feeling anxious, I'm not joking, get that song and you're going to be playing on repeat. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Another one. Oh, by the way, we're doing all these anonymous because we didn't really ask. And so we don't want to take a chance of like, you know, mm-hmm. invading someone's privacy. Mm-hmm. Praying, cleaning my room, bubble baths, face masks, candles, love all of these. Trying to see. Listening to your podcast.
Duh.
Wow. Yes, please. Reading scripture. Oh, this is the one I want to talk. She said a good cry. And I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, am I like jiggling something?
I think so.
Sorry. Honestly, there is something so like releasing about when you stop trying to like fight feeling sad and just let yourself sob.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that frequently the past couple days. And I'm telling you, I think that is why I am at the state I am, where I've like accepted it. I'm moving forward. I'm trying to be positive because I wasn't trying to hide from those emotions. Like I just let myself cry and talk to people I love. Like, you know, like Ash has like come in and checked on me and like been texting me. When I went to like collect my check, she's texting me like, how's it going? Like, are you okay? You got this, you know?
It's a hard thing.
Yeah. No, you've been such a good friend through this. So I appreciate you. But yeah, like just let it out. Like don't try to control it. Don't try to make it pretty. Just like accept and feel what you feel.
Yeah. The next one, someone wrote, try to only check the news twice a day, which I think so smart. I think a lot of us, when stuff like this happens, and again, I can't say from experience, this is the only thing that I've ever experienced like this. But when stuff like this happens, the inclination is to like have the TV on with the news 24/7.
Yeah.
And our own house, like we all kind of like agreed mm-hmm. at the same time. We were like, we need to turn this off because you know, let's check the news. Let's definitely be smart and like be aware of what's going on, but we don't need to have it playing 24/7 because it is very negative.
Yeah.
And it really affects your mindset throughout the rest of the day.
Well, and then like there's so many messages that end up being contradicted. What was that?
Yeah.
I think one of you looked up a video. It was like one specific news channel. We don't want any hate, so we're not going to name anyone. But like it was a news channel where they literally just played clips of basically them stating things as facts and then them contradicting themselves like a day later.
I'm pretty sure. So, I mean, I'm going to just say it. I'm pretty sure it was Fox News.
Ash Nicole.
Every news channel does it. It's not one person versus another. That's true. I'm pretty sure it was Fox News. And it was the same girl saying one thing and then saying the completely opposite thing. So it's like, let's check in. Maybe if you guys are social savvy, honestly, that's what Twitter's for. Like that's how I usually get my news. I'll check in, see what's happening, and then I'll put it away. And yeah,
I'll Google like what I'm looking for and then hit the news tab and then just make sure I'm clicking on like a credible source.
Yeah.
But yeah, you do need to know because like we wouldn't have known LA was on lockdown if we didn't look. So you do need to know to an extent, but also like you got to kind of drown out just the constant because then it just gets overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
I have a squishy stress ball. Okay. So you guys know like for my former job, RIP, you know, I did a lot with kids with like stress management and like tactile tools and stuff like that. Adults need them too. Okay. So stress balls, there's stuff called brain putty that's like, you can get in different colors, like glittery, like whatever. That's really good. I have this thing I post about it all the time called Specs. It's like these tiny little magnet balls. You can use them as just like to like squish and play with, but you can also like build shapes and do stuff. I'll get that out when I'm getting really stressed. So also like find like actual tools you need when you're stressed.
Yeah. Taryn's the queen of, she's always fiddling with something.
Yep.
And it's like the whole fidget spinner thing. Like sometimes you just need to like mindlessly do something to kind of like put your mind at ease.
Yeah.
The next one that was offered up says stop, breathe, then do something to take your mind off things. And I think my word last year or my word 2 years ago was intentional. And like I remember really realizing how important like a breath is. And then all my friends started getting iPhones that remind them to go outside and take 10 deep breaths.
Yeah.
Because like that's how your body, if you're not breathing, your body's not working.
No, it's so true.
And if you're only getting shallow breaths, you're not fully giving your brain the amount of power that it needs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it sounds so silly because we all talk about like, you know, we've seen movies where like people have the brown bag and it looks kind of silly, but like the truth is you just need to slow down and breathe deeper.
That's like when I start having anxiety attacks or like I feel one coming, like breathing is what calms me down.
Yeah.
Someone sent in box breathing, which is deep breath in for 4 counts, hold it for 4 counts, exhale for 4 counts, and hold for 4 counts.
Mm-hmm.
So like just, you know what I mean? And then when your mind is actually focused on like counting and like, okay, this is what I'm doing, and this is the next thing. Like, that helps a lot, too.
Inhale,
so that's
two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four.
Yeah. Hold. Right. So inhale, hold, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three,
that's
four.
So cool.
Inhale. You know what I mean? So there's lots of things like that you can do, too. Do you want to just start, like, rapid fire, like, list a few and all
this
stuff?
Yeah. Something that I recently, from my Bible study, one of my girls mentioned grounding. She does it all the time, and whenever she like has a panic attack or is having a really hard time with something, she'll just like look around the room and list off like 5 things that kind of bring her back to like, here's where I am right now. Like that lamp, this cup of coffee, the steam from the coffee, like my microphone, and you know, Taryn, a person could be a thing, and they'll like saying all those things that are around you kind of like bring your mind back into like your current state presently instead of letting it kind of float about. And that's usually where all the anxious thoughts come from.
There's a type of meditation that's like that too. I forget what it's called, but it's basically where you, same thing, like you're bringing yourself back, because that's the thing. Like when you start spiraling, you're not in reality anymore. Mm-hmm. Like
your
head off
is
into
doing
this
its own
thing. And I used to like get in fights with my ex about things that I imagined him doing. And I was annoyed because it was so realistic in my head.
Yeah.
And he'd always say that, like, I didn't do it. Like, you're in your own like world again, you know? But it's something, I'm going to get it totally wrong, but it's something about like, you like close your eyes and you focus on just breathing slow. And then you use your other senses to be aware of your room. So like, you'll be like, oh, like I smell this, which is probably means this is cooking. And then you like use your hands to like feel your legs, feel your body, feel like the ground that you're sitting on. And then you like say like, oh, I hear this. I bet it's because this is happening. So it's like using your senses to be aware of like you, but your eyes are closed, you're breathing slow and just like calming yourself.
Yeah,
so
love that.
I think that's good too.
Okay, we're going to do some rapid fire ones just to get through the last bit of this question. Journaling.
All right, diary.
Stand outside, even if only for 10 seconds. Couldn't agree with that more.
Oh,
yesterday,
gosh, yeah.
Or actually, I'm sorry, it was today. The sun peeked out because it's been raining in LA, and I went and sat outside for 5 minutes, and I felt the sun. I felt my body just soak in the sun, and it was glorious, honestly.
Oh, I love this one. Reminding myself, this too shall pass. It's okay to feel it, then let it go. Don't let it consume you. Oh, love that.
Love that. Use a creative outlet. Paint, read, podcast. Whatever works for you.
Always try to stay thankful when I'm feeling anxious. It helps me to calm down.
Make a to-do list, even a small one. If you can check it all off, that's productive.
I don't know what this is, but I'm totally going to look it up after. She says, I have a thing called Heartbeat Puppy. It has a steady heartbeat that helps you to regulate yours. Interesting.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if it's like an app or something.
That's very interesting. Yeah. I'm going to look into that. Mm-hmm. Someone put cleaning and girl, that has been you. I've been going, hey, there's nothing else. I'm just like, I'm staring at the floor like I should mop.
Yeah. Oh, no, I should vacuum. I was doing a puzzle yesterday and we had just had like a huge meal. And so I like put a piece in and I was getting tired. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get up and like clean up dinner before I go to bed. And I turn and not only is like the counter is like legit sparkling and there's a candle lit, like lights are dim. And I look around and Ashley's not even there. And I was like, how did she do that? Like, she's like a cleaning ninja.
I love it.
I know. Oh my God. Pet my dog. Seriously.
Yes.
I'm so thankful for dogs at this time.
They are so, I remember in choir in high school, I sang for a mad convention of Mothers Against Drunk Driving and they brought in dogs, emotional support dogs. And literally it was the most beautiful thing. Once the ceremony started, the organization was in the back of the audience and at the same time, all let the dogs loose.
Aww.
And I was in a very unique position because I was on stage, but to the side. So I was like, not only like higher than the crowd, but also to the side. So I could see like them go across the floor.
Aww.
And they all like, with little waggy tails, like went and found someone and like rested their head on their lap.
Oh,
and it
God.
Was the person immediately just started petting them and crying.
Yeah.
And I sobbed.
Oh, of
I was
course.
So emotional. And everyone was just mind blown at how emotionally intuitive they were because they went to the people who were crying.
Aww.
Like it wasn't a random person who was just sitting there watching. It was like an emotionally distraught mother, you know? It was dogs. Love dogs.
Dogs are too good for us. Dance. Heck yeah, dude. Honestly, like turn the lights off, make your phone into a strobe light, whatever you got to do. But dancing and just like having fun is such a good thing.
Calling friends, which is so pivotal. I've had multiple FaceTimes with multiple friends already. And like, it's made my day every single time.
Yeah, no, it's so crucial. Focus on things that you can control. Small tasks. I love that. Like just little things. Like I can make my bed in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Talk about my fear or irrationalizations with my family so that they can know how I'm feeling with them.
Love
which
that.
Is really cool. Voicing how even the bad stuff that you're going through.
Reading books. And I mean, nowadays you can get books on your phone. You can do whatever, but find a book that's like inspiring or that can help you just like escape, you know?
Someone simply put, eat chocolate.
Heck yeah, dude.
I made a chocolate chip cookies last night. I'm still trying to like, I'm not trying to go too crazy, guys. You know, I don't want to like dive into like my binging side because I definitely have a binging side. But we all decided to like have a fun meal yesterday. So we had pizza and I 100% was like, oh, I'm making cookies. I think I ate
half of the cookie dough.
It was so
just
good.
By myself. And I'm not going to lie, I feel better. I feel a lot better. So, you know, eat all the chocolate you want. If that helps you get through it, that helps you get through it. Oh, we'll deal with the ramifications
we'll
later.
We'll get fit later.
Bikini season's on hold.
On hold. Everything is on hold. I love to say someone sent in to find things that make you laugh. I think that's important, like especially if you are looking for like a movie to watch on Netflix or something. If you feel yourself being like low,
yeah,
don't put on like a deep, dark movie. Like put on like a funny, we watched like, what did we watch? We watched Neighbors last night because I felt in myself, I was like, I just need something funny.
I need like, something like dumb like, funny. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I want to just be like, that's dumb.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Someone put watching live aquariums on YouTube.
What?
Never in my life. I literally was like, I've never done that ever. I've never
oh my God,
done
we
that
should
ever.
Do it on the...
On the big
the
TV.
The 4G TV. Yeah. I bet they have like a 4G movie.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm sure
you.
It's beautiful.
One.
And there's something so peaceful about the ocean and just ocean yeah. life. Obviously, you know, not sharks, but like, well yeah. So I think I'm going to try that.
Also like,
maybe just like in my room when I'm working on
yeah,
stuff too.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
The Rain app.
Yes.
Like even just like calming things. Like that's a thing. Like get in touch with like, okay, like I've never had to like be home and calm myself down before, but like,
yeah,
we're here.
Yeah.
This is happening. So like now it's like you get to just be in tune with yourself and like try a couple things out, like try a couple of things a day out and just be like, oh, I really liked that.
Yeah.
I did not like that. You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah. I've been having a couple realizations where I'm realizing what potential comes with this phone.
Yeah.
Like I have an app that'll help me sleep. I have an app that makes me exercise. I have an app for podcasting where I can sit and listen to people like discuss things and feel like I'm learning something yeah. even though I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
You know, like no, there's so much so that important. You can find online and on your phone.
Yeah. Shall we move to the next one? Or
yes.
Okay. What was the next question?
The next question is, what are some tips for being productive at home?
I love that.
Which I feel like I have had multiple conversations with people about that. Everyone's having to transition to, yeah. oh my God, I work from home now.
Yeah.
How do you get up in the morning?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh no,
how are
so
you not
true.
Sleeping in till 11?
Yeah.
It's rough, guys.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, so this last week where I was like, okay, I don't have to go into work for like the first time like ever in my life. And I did. I was sleeping in and then I felt gross. And then I wasn't getting dressed. My hair was dirty. Like, and it started to really affect me. So like today I like woke up, took a shower, did my makeup, curled my hair. I even put shoes on. I don't need to have shoes on. We're in the house.
Yeah.
But it was like, I literally walked downstairs and was like, I'm so ready to like get at this day, whatever that entails, you know?
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, I'm sitting in a closet straddling a soundboard, but like, that's what, like, I feel ready and I feel good and confident in myself right now. So I think it's important.
Yeah.
I will say, I'm not even joking. Almost every single one that I like scrolled through talked about making a list, making a schedule, agenda. Gonna find out. Who's naughty and nice.
Okay, we're done. We stopped. We promise. No, we're done. Okay. We're done.
Okay. So there's like a lot of those bullet journaling, things like that. One of them I liked, it said to sit and write your list the night before.
Yes.
So that way you can like prioritize, think through your day. And then that way you like wake up, get ready and just attack it. I loved that.
Yeah. I think that's something that we underestimate. I remember my mom when I was growing up, she would always say like, pick your outfit out the night before and make the list of what you're doing the night before. So you wake up being productive. I happen to be in like this very rare situation where I've been working from home for like 5 years now.
Yeah.
So everything that everyone's going through, this whole process of how do you do this? I kind of figured out and went through it years ago.
And you still like, honestly, what helped me was like, you still struggle with these things.
Yeah, it doesn't go away. That's
and I
the
think
whole
that's
thing.
What I feel like people feel like failures right now, where they feel like I'm so bored, like I'm never going to get through this. And it's like, no, this is like normal. And even people who've worked from home for years, like that's comforting to me to know like, oh, okay, this is like a normal thing to feel, you know?
Yeah, it's really frustrating to have been working from home for 5 years and still struggle with. Like for me, I mean, we just talked about it. I love to clean. It's not an excuse, but if my room or the office or the kitchen is dirty,
I feel you.
You better believe I'll clean it before I get any work done.
Yep.
And that's not an excuse. And it should not be happening.
Yeah.
To someone who has been working from home for 5 years. So it's still a very big struggle. And I still have to remind myself too, like, even I don't have to wear makeup. I don't have to necessarily do my hair, but I have to brush my hair.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't wear sweatpants, but don't wear the same sweatpants. It better not be something you slept in.
Yes.
You know, it has to be a new outfit every single day. It can be comfy. I'm not saying you have to wear stilettos on your conference FaceTime call, but like, it has to be a different set of clothing.
I love it. And somebody's I read said that too. And I thought that was such a good, because like, you can be comfy at home. Mm-hmm. Like that's when it, and that's the thing is like find ways to enjoy stuff like that. Yeah. Like that's not lazy if you're choosing, like, I want to wear that. But I loved that. Like when you wake up, change your clothes. Like whether that's into comfy or not, like, cause it's just the action of like, oh, I'm getting ready for this day.
Uh-huh.
Not I'm carrying on from like yesterday.
Yeah.
And the day before. Yeah. The day before.
You know, fully.
Yeah.
A next one is plan your day. And, obviously, like, you guys can go as far into this as you want to, but me, Alicia, and Taryn and TK have all decided, like, Monday through Friday is work days.
Yep.
And we're waking up. Alicia's supposed to hit the treadmill at 8. TK is supposed to hit it at 9. I'm supposed to hit it after. Like, we're all supposed to.
I haven't hit it yet.
Taryn's going to pick a time soon.
Yes.
It's coming. She got her shoes on today.
Yeah,
so
I do.
Progress.
1 step at a time.
And then we're like, we decided we're going to have communal dinners every single night. Mm-hmm. And we're not allowed to watch TV during the day, but we're going to watch a movie at night together or play a game together at night to keep us kind of in that like 9 to 5 tempo.
Yeah,
you know?
It's great.
And then weekends have to be different. And we decided, like, it's kind of a religious term, but like the word Sabbath is supposed to be a day of complete rest.
Mm-hmm.
Like where you're not on your phone, you're not working, you're simply with each other and you're resting and you're gaining rest. So we're going to do that every Sunday where we're just we're going to put our phones away and we're going to be together and do fun things that we normally wouldn't do on a weekday.
No,
so plan your day.
I think that's the key. And, I know like Alicia, Ashley's sister, my friend, she is coming out with a video too of how to work from home and just like, just seeing like, there's so many like tiny tips you can do. But yeah, I think like, you know, I was telling Ash, like my process when I edit, usually like I sit in my bed, I usually put on like a super old school, like Disney movie, just as background noise.
Like archive Disney.
Archive,
movie.
Like freaking yesterday was like Sword in the Stone and Rescuers. Like, but I put it on super low, but for some reason it just makes me feel light and happy. And then I sit in my bed and I post up and I edit. Well, Ashley just gave me like a, what are these called? Like a lap desk type thing. Mm-hmm. And that changed everything for me because now I'm not literally laying in my bed with my computer propped up on my hip or my stomach or whatever body part is like accessible. But like now I'm like sitting up, it's like on my desk, I have a coffee on it, like I'm sitting there and I'm like working. So it's just finding those like tiny little tweaks you can do to like realize like you are at home. So there are comforts there and some people aren't good. Like even when I had a desk, I wasn't good at just sitting at a desk all day.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like finding the things that work, but also tweaking it for you. And one of the things I saw that I loved is have a favorite drink to sip on and keep you going. Dude, literally, like
hitting the
coffee
nonstop.
For me, Diet Coke. Sometimes it's Celsius, that energy drink we've talked to you guys about before. But like something like even tiny things like that of just like if you feel yourself starting to hit a slump, like get up, walk to the fridge, get an ice, whatever, and like go back. And it's just like it refreshes you.
Yeah, it really does. Someone put here, decide you have nothing else better to do. Just do your work. You'll feel better after it's done. And I think there is something so crazy powerful about being like, okay, if I didn't work right now, what would I do?
Yeah.
And realizing, I guess I would just probably scroll through socials and it's like, okay,
I can do later.
Let me just get this done and I can do that after. Realizing that there's really nothing else better to do. So just get it done.
Set timers. So timers for I'm going to work this time to this time, you know, taking time to like get up and stretch, whatever it is, your lunch break, like actually take a lunch break. Don't just like go eat and then eat food back at your desk while you're working because you wouldn't do that at work.
Right.
So if you wouldn't do it at work, why are you doing it at home? Mm-hmm. So like take an hour lunch break and have a timer and literally take a break until your timer goes off and then go back to work. Like don't just make your day mush into one giant like jumbled mess, you know?
Yeah. Someone put something here, which I think people don't really think of, but this is something that I do. So I wanted to say it. They put, watch other people being productive on YouTube. And those Ooh. Are my favorite kinds of videos to watch. I love watching people clean. I love watching people just go about their day getting work done. It puts me in a mindset where all I want to do is go get work done. Uh-huh. Or if I watch people clean, all of a sudden I'm like, I need to clean. Like mm-hmm. I should do my laundry. I should reorganize my closet. I should do all this stuff because I see the satisfaction of the before and after through them. And that motivates me to do it myself.
No, it's so true.
Yeah.
Deactivate your laptop from Wi-Fi so you don't get distracted. Mm-hmm. I think that's a cool thing too. Cause when I'm working on my laptop, like my texts are attached to my personal email and whatever. So if you really are like, okay, I need to just focus. I think it's okay to even turn things off and just put your phone away or whatever you have to do to get focused.
Yeah. That's funny. The one I was going to read was hide your phone, but I'm going to read another one. Kids. get ready in the morning and establish a routine to follow. So do the same thing every single morning or every single night. I'm really into my skincare routines and let me just say it, like it hasn't stopped. Every morning I still do it. Every night I still do it because that's something I've always done. And that's something that I used to take a lot of like, I used to find a lot of like satisfaction and joy in because it was like my me time. So even though I'm stuck at home and it feels like, oh, I'm not really going to see anyone or go anywhere. Like why bother with this? It's like, no, this used to really help me. So I'm going to continue to do it no matter what.
No, I think that's so good. So like your workspace, like making sure it's clean and organized. Also some people were saying that it helped them to separate. So having a workspace and then having like just their normal home space. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean that you need like access to a giant room that's like your personal office. It could literally be a corner, you know, like, or maybe there's a window in your living room that you like set a table right in front of it. And that's, you stare out the window, soak in the sun and like get work done. But some people it helped them to like actually designate like a specific, like this is my work zone.
Yeah. Do we want to kind of hit the rest of these really quick?
Yeah.
The next one says goals, goals, goals. So I think just like keep motivated, make lists and keep your priorities high so you can check things off every single day.
Love that. Space things out. Don't try to do everything in one day. I like that because sometimes you're home all day. You're like, oh, I'll just do it.
You get it all done. And then the next day you're like, well, shoot, I got nothing to do. Put on some upbeat music. Could not agree more. I'm going to go ahead and add to it. I think it should be lyricless if you have a lot of like computer type work. Because otherwise I start singing along and I get distracted.
That's very true. Open your blinds, natural light, make your bed. Those are all good ones.
Atmosphere is everything, which I agree. So if it can be, and if you are able to have a clean space, maybe light a candle, maybe have some like lo-fi study beats on Spotify playing in the background.
Yeah.
Just got very specific to me.
Get up early, not necessarily 5 a.m., but getting up at a reasonable time helps. I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah. I think what's crazy right now is all of us living here, we're all realizing how fast the days are going by because there is a lot more socializing because, you know, we're all here. And mornings are going by so fast. And the next thing we know, every single day, it's like, oh, it's 5.
Yeah, seriously.
So, get into your routine of possibly starting to get up early. It's actually a lot more fun getting up early when you have nowhere to go because you can maybe journal.
Yeah.
You can just have a coffee and sit. That's my favorite thing to do. So there's so many things you could do if you wake up earlier. Hopefully this helps you guys kind of process through what you've been feeling and what you've been going through.
I feel motivated.
Honestly, just talking about it. I've been talking about it with Taryn, but just kind of going through and combing through all of your guys's comments with Taryn right now. Like I feel better because I'm like, great. I'm not the only one.
I'm not the only one. And honestly, like I got a lot of tips. Dude.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna go put that aquarium on right now and like chill, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
To, like, calm myself down.
I think we'll definitely post some of these, not your guys's comments, but some of these tips online. If you want to do that. And if you guys want to talk with us on socials, we would love to, because we are just as bored. Like, we got nothing else going on. So we'd love to just really like open up this community for the time being, to just really connect with each other, because I know there's a lot of loneliness going on right now. And it's so comforting when you realize that you're not alone and there are other people out there that would love to talk with you.
Oh, it's so true. And I think like we just need to remember like we got this, like we have, like you might feel alone and you might feel like discouraged, but we'll come together like we always do, you know, like humanity's strong for a reason. And so I think it's just important that you be honest with yourself of what you're going through and like reach out to people to get the help you need and then go from there. But
yeah,
we freaking got this.
We've got this. We'll definitely see you guys for the next episode, which will be coming soon. Not see.
Dang it. We'll talk to you guys.
Such a rookie move. If you guys would, I would love to know if you guys want us to continue to talk about tips to get through this, or if you just want like a break from all the seriousness and you want us to get back into our stories. We'll definitely hit stories still, but maybe talk about this a little less. I just want to be very aware of like what you guys want. So maybe leave us some comments. We would love some comments. So
also rate, review, subscribe, keep this pod going, share this episode with people.
Maybe if they're going through something and they need to hear some tips, maybe share this with them as well. Yeah. Also, like if your grandparents or your like older family members need some tips or just like a little bit of advice, maybe show them how to use a podcast and send them this. Like
how to podcast.
Not in a selfish way, just like to help them like hear, you know.
But we're going to go. My leg is like.
Taryn's legs are so asleep. My back hurts. I'm getting old. I can't handle this. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you guys next week
with a brand new
episode in the closet. We should come up with a title.
Closet advice.
Unsolicited.
Claustrophobic.
Closet advice.
Obviously, we're going to need some time. Unsolicited closet
advice, maybe?
No. Yeah, it's weird. Everyone's going to be like, oh, it's like an organizing channel.
So anyways, if you can think of a better title, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Bye.
Cool, bye.